Wow.
There she was in the back of the pickup, even more beautiful than I remembered. The very sight of her healed my wounded soul. In a flash, I felt a rush of new life surging through all my bodily parts and fluids. And suddenly I found myself, well, jumping up and down and howling.
Ow-oo!
That was odd. I'd never been much of a howler, but that just goes to show what a powerful effect she had on me. 1 minute a broken invalid, and the next, it was then that I noticed Drover. He was jumping up and down and howling in a childish and disgraceful manner. Drover, what's wrong with you?
Oh my gosh, do you see who's in the back of that pickup?
Of course I do. She has finally come to her senses and
it's Beulah. She's come to see me. And she's so pretty it makes my heart jump like a sack of rabbits.
Drover, please try to control yourself. You'll give the entire security division...
Ow-oo!
Holy smokes, I've lost it.
Ow-oo! Ow-oo!
And so it was that when the pickup pulled up in front of the corrals, Drover and I were, well, leaping around in the air and uttering howling sounds, you might say, and we couldn't help ourselves. We had both fallen under the spell of her gorgeousness. Billy got out of the pickup and stared at us as we carried on.
What's got into your dogs? They act like they've taken the fits.
Slim shook his head. They're both 3 bales short of a full load of brains, is all I can figure. There, you see. That's the kind of respect we get from the cowboys on this outfit. Well, for his information, it had nothing to do with so-called brains. It had everything to do with... I stampeded over the top of the childish infantile Drover and fought my way to the rear of the pickup. There, I looked up into the adoring blaze in her eyes. Yes, I could see it now. She loved me. She had finally come to her senses and had come back to reclaim her cowdog hero. No kidding, I could see it in her eyes as plain as day, and sure enough, there was no sign of the bird dog. At last, she had ditched the creep, tossed him aside like the old shoe he really was. Beulah, you've come back to me. I knew you would, and you know what? I've been waiting in this very spot since the last time you were here, staring down the road and hoping, nay, dreaming, that you'd come back to me. And here you are. She gave me a, well, it seemed kind of a weak smile, to be honest. But then she said,
"Hello, Hank."
Did you hear that? Those were the words of a lady dog waiting for the moment when she could return to her beloved cow dog. But just then, Drover was there, hopping around like a grasshopper and embarrassing all of us with his childish displays.
"Hi, Beulah. Gosh, you're so pretty. All I can think of to say is, oh!"
She said,
"Hello, Drover."
The little mutt almost fainted.
"Hank, did you hear that? She remembered my name. And you know what? I think she really likes me."
"She's just being polite, Drover. She feels sorry for you because..."
"Oh!"
"Sorry, Miss Beulah, but as you can see..." "Hey, would you like to hear a poem? I wrote it especially for you. Let's see here."
"Miss Beulah the Collie, I see that by golly, you've come to your senses at last. I'm feeling more jolly. I sense that your folly of loving that bird dog has passed. Heh heh."
Pretty awesome poem, huh? I thought so, but when I studied her face, I saw another weak smile. What was the deal? How could she... Hey, that had been one of my very best poems. Well, I would just have to reload and fire off another one, but... Before I could get that done, Drover pushed his way to the front and butted into the conversation.
"I've got one too, Miss Beulah. Here goes. Petunias are pretty, but so is your nose. It's more than a functional snout. It's long and it's graceful and shaped like a rose. I forget how to make this thing rhyme."
I glared at the runt. Drover, please. If you can't make a rhyme, get out of the way and stop wasting the lady's time. This is no place for amateur poets. Well, I had it just for a second, but then I lost it. That's my whole point. Go to your room and think about it. Come back in 3 weeks. I turned back to the lovely lady and fired off another awesome poem.
Oh, Beulah, I notice your eyes, how they dazzle. They're showing the symptoms of love. The pieces are falling in place in the puzzle. You've given old Plato the shove, hot dog.
Okay, maybe it wasn't my greatest poem, and maybe I was pushing things and trying to make a rhyme out of dazzle and puzzle. But don't forget that this was all done on the spot under tremendous pressure, and it was a whole lot better than Drover's pitiful effort. Anyway, I turned my adoring eyes up to her and... Huh? It was then that I noticed a tear sliding down her gorgeous collie nose. I whirled around to Drover. Now look what you've done. You've made her cry. I hope you're hoping.
Yeah, but...
Your poem was so bad it brought tears to her eyes.
Well, I was just trying.
Trying doesn't count, Drover. And when trying brings crying, it's a sign that you're a flop as a poet. I turned back to the lady in distress. Miss Beulah, on behalf of the entire security division, I would like to apologize for Drover's ramshackle poetry. He wasn't authorized to deliver a poem at this ceremony, and it's obvious that he needs private tutoring on his rhymes.
It wasn't Drover.
Of course it was Drover. I was standing right here and I heard the whole thing.
I thought his poem was cute.
I turned to Drover. She says that was the worst poem she ever heard. Back to Beulah. Well, I can assure you, ma'am, that this will be taken care of. We'll send him to his room at once, and I give you my word of honor that he will never... Her eyes flashed.
It wasn't Drover or his poem. It was your poems.
My poems, you mean? Oh, I see now. You were so moved by my work that tears sprang to your eyes. Well, I hardly know how to respond, Miss Beulah. I'm honored and flattered to the very depths of my... She shook her head and rolled her eyes up in the sky.
You are so obtuse.
I whirled back to Drover. Did you hear that?
Yeah, but what does it mean?
It means... I whirled back to Beulah. Drover doesn't know the meaning of obtuse, ma'am, so maybe you could help him out. She heaved a sigh.
Obtuse means you don't understand or won't. Talking to you is like talking to a stump.
A stump? I'm afraid I don't understand. I mean, who'd want to talk to a stump? It would make more sense to talk to the whole tree, although I can't imagine why you'd want to... Beulah, is there something here that I've missed?
Yes, a lot. Your poems made fun of poor Plato.
Poor Plato? What's so poor about Plato? He's a professional thief. He's made a career out of stealing girlfriends from worthy dogs, is how poor he is.
Her gaze came down and met... mine.
Hank, Plato is missing.
Right, he's missing, and it's about time you ditched him. A day without Plato is like a day without fleas. I love it. I only wish you'd ditched him sooner.
She shook her head and closed her eyes.
Hank, please listen. I didn't ditch him.
Huh? You mean...
2 hours ago, he left the house and went out to scout for quail. He was so excited about the opening of bird season.
Oh yes, birds. He chases birds when he's not wrecking romances.
Her eyes flashed again.
He doesn't chase birds. He finds them with his marvelous nose and he points them, and he's very good at it.
Okay, he's good at it.
He left the house and...
She turned away and fought back her tears.
And he didn't come back.
Hey, terrific!
We're afraid something terrible's happened to him.
No kidding! Well, This sort of clears the way for... Wait a minute, why are you crying? I mean, at last we're rid of the pest and... Surely you're not saying... I turned to Drover. He was gazing up at the clouds. Drover, tell me she's not saying what she's saying.
What? Oh, hi. Who's not saying what she's saying?
Beulah. She just said that Plato is missing. He blundered out into the real world and managed to get himself lost.
Gosh, how sad. Maybe we ought to help find him.
I stared into the vacuum of his eyes. Are you nuts? This is the chance of a lifetime. This is the bad news we've been waiting for. This is... I couldn't believe my eyes. Drover rushed over to Beulah and said,
I'll help you find him, Miss Beulah.
The little moron.